The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Okay, what is TikTok? TikTok?
Oh, my nieces were trying to tell me something about that. It's something with music, and you get to sing along with it, like a lip-syncing type of act. I actually don't know, so I probably shouldn't be saying that. Okay, sounded like I knew, so and I actually don't.
Remember when we sat out Vine?
Yes.
And then we sat out
Snapchat. Yes, we
and
did.
I think I pretty much sat out WhatsApp.
Yes, we sat that out too.
So I don't even know what TikTok is, but people are like, there's videos and stuff. But I don't know why.
I think you and I took a stand that Instagram was going to be it. We're not doing anything past that.
But it is disturbing now. At least I knew what I was saying no to before.
Yes.
I don't even know what this is. And you reach a point in life where you realize, I am going to be shuffled off to pasture at some point.
It's coming.
Because I don't even care. It used to be like, I know what that is, but I'm not doing it.
Yes, no. Now I don't know what it is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's really hard being in... Sorry, my voice is terrible. I am. I'm truly sorry. Truly sorry about
You're getting
that.
Better, though.
I am.
Yes.
But I just got to apologize. I'm
sorry. Okay.
But it's really hard being your own guy. Like, you know, every hero in every awesome movie, he's like, he doesn't play by the rules.
No.
Well, I don't either. I don't. I don't play by the almanac rules. The almanac says today's National Data Privacy Day. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you're just going to let all your data out there?
Yes, and it comes at a high cost.
Of course.
But I'm not going to be bullied. I'm going to be my own man. Uh-huh. Other people are going to start being me too, actually, after today.
You're going to be your own men. You'll show them.
There's going to be a lot of Brant Hansons after today making purchases all over the world.
And that'll and, teach we the will almanac. All,
we will teach the almanac together.
Hey, again, real sorry about my voice. I'm sorry about that. So let's just move on from that.
right to this.
new listener, what is this guy's problem? I normally have to say that anyway, people. Like, I have some problems, but this is a new
They've
one.
They've been enhanced, yes.
Exactly. Anyway, we have breaking animal news for you. I'm very excited about that. We break in with the animal news when it breaks out. And animals are out there doing stuff, including this. I love animals playing instruments. It's amazing what they're capable of musically. And we don't, because we're so human biased, we don't open up our ears to hear what animals can do. So here we go. Vanessa sent me this. This is a cat playing some jazz. And it's really good. I think you're really going to like it. Okay. A guy, the cat's owner, is helping as well.
Is helping. Okay.
But the cat plays some of the keys. Let me see if I can play this for you. And I think you'll enjoy this. Here we go. He's stepping up to the... Okay.
Good.
Pretty good.
That's the cat right there.
It doesn't matter who's
Those chords aren't the cat.
The cat is playing.
That's the cat. All right. Okay,
but the point
I just
is,
want to make
they're
sure.
collaborating together, and it's really remarkable.
I think it's important to be clear to the audience what is human and what is animal.
I don't think it matters.
You don't think
I don't
that
understand
matters.
Why being divisive like that really enhances the point. Maybe you know somebody who is on the autism spectrum. You probably do. It might even be you. We had a lot of people that listen because I'm on it too. If you're new to the show, you should know that. I have Asperger's. I've been diagnosed with, it's called autism spectrum disorder. But it does give us a way of looking at the world that helps us see things in a different way that might be more clear. Like sometimes you get overwhelmed. Maybe you know this person. Maybe it's them. But like they get a little overwhelmed by how everything works. They don't understand why the culture is this way or why people behave this way. And honestly, they probably have a good point most of the time. Like, why do we do that? I mean, you can see absurdity sometimes, but people will consider you absurd. That's part of it. I got to tell you, though, this is the reason I brought this up. If that is you, if the world doesn't make sense to you or larger culture, even a lot of church culture stuff, it doesn't. I want you to know you go straight to the head of the class here on this show. Like, that's why some people think the show's a little bit weird at first, or maybe they continue to think it is, and that's fine. But if that's you, too, you have special status here. Please know that. Apparently, I don't know if you saw this. I saw the headline. I didn't click on it because I don't care. But it said, people are like, that's my radio host. He puts in that extra effort for me every day.
For everything that he doesn't care about.
It said this lady at the Grammys, singer lady, got her dress at the mall.
Yeah, I saw that.
The mall, and it capitalized M-A-L-L.
Yes.
Which
is a big story.
Okay, so in my view, having been to several malls, they're loaded with dresses.
Yes, they are.
So why would this be really any kind of... Is it just... Is that a point of... should she be ashamed? Is that what they're trying to say? I don't even understand.
No, it's because most people don't go to the mall to get their outfit for the red carpet.
Why not? I mean, there's expensive places, too. It's not like...
You know what?
I mean, there's places there you can spend probably a lot of money, too.
I'm saying this, but... That's not a bad point.
I don't understand it. Yeah, Sherry doesn't understand it. We don't understand it.
Maybe you've heard us talking about this. Maybe you have interest rates could save you a ton of money. They're ridiculously low now, like crazy stuff. And that may not last. I don't know. But anyway, we took advantage of that with our home. Like I refinanced my house, save a ton of money. And I shortened the term. So we'll own the house faster, which would be incredible. Never thought I would actually own a house outright, but it could happen. I see the light at the end of the tunnel thanks to refinancing. And we did it through Fellowship Home Loans. Sherry got her house through them as well. And they are just fantastic. Fellowship Home Loans, talk to them. If you're going to get a loan or you want to save some money with your house, the phone number is 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE. And talk to Mike or Brian there at Fellowship Home Loans.
Just talking about the Grammys, the ratings were down. Again, they just came out.
Again?
With yeah.
My goodness.
Record low again. They need to jazz it up. And so I have ideas.
Oh, you have Grammy ideas.
Yeah, you know how I have ideas for football?
Yes, I've
seen. Just,
yes.
And it usually involves burying a football somewhere, extra football.
That's right. Okay. A golden football.
Yeah, forget that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is different. This is how to spike the Grammys. All right, so you keep one, you split the screen for the television, you keep one on the stage, one on the audience.
Got it.
All right. And then you announce that somewhere in this theater has been hidden an extra Grammy.
A bonus Grammy!
And if you find it during the show, then you get to keep it. And it's legit. It's like, you are now a Grammy winner. So it goes on your resume. And they keep the camera there so we can see if anybody's trying to get up. Do you know people's will? That's will. And so if somebody gets up, everybody was going
to
be like.
And just to be clear, the show continues.
The show continues.
Okay. Well.
So while we watch this thing devolve into
just complete
Lord of
chaos.
The Flies and chaos on the floor, we would watch that. We would watch it. This is a dynamite question. Somebody asked this on Twitter. Why do you follow Jesus? Ooh. That's it. Real simple. Got a lot of answers. I thought we'd do a brand of three things on this today. I mean, you could fill in the blank yourself. Three things that jump out to me. If I was answering that real briefly, why? I'm summing up a lot here. And this may not be the right answer for some people, but this is mine. To me. Maybe it's because I'm on the autism spectrum. Maybe it's because whatever quirks or whatever. He's the only person who makes any sense to me at the deepest level. I mean, other people make sense sometimes. But look at all the philosophers and teachers, and I'm into history and philosophy and all that sort of stuff. That he says very unique things, and he acknowledges humans the way it seems to be true, like about our own self-righteousness and the ability to fool ourselves and our need to repent. Like, he acknowledges the reality of sin, that there is such a thing that's destroying us, and we need to humble ourselves. Like, to me, that makes sense. A lot of other people coming along going, nah, there's no such real thing as sin. Like, really? You look around? Or you don't need anything radical. I mean, you don't need to change that. You just need to realize just how awesome you are. Man, I don't think so. The stuff Jesus says, honestly, just that's the first thing that jumps out at me. He's the only one that really makes any sense. Second thing, just gave my first reason. Second thing, it's amazing that God's plan would unfold like this through him. How remarkable. Look at him. Like, look at the things he said and did and the love he has for people. And he's like, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It's remarkable. He spoke with authority because he's the author. Authority, author, that's where we're coming from. And then there's things like the way he fulfills all these prophecies. It's all linked to me. Like, Psalm 22 describes the crucifixion of Jesus. It describes the crucifixion. It says, they've pierced my hands and feet. Crucifixion didn't exist when Psalms was written. That was hundreds of years before the Romans even invented crucifixion as a way of executing people. And it's describing the scene. There's so much that points directly to Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. He's the sacrifice. He's the fulfillment of all this stuff. I'm looking at that just as somebody's interested in history, and I'm going, this plan is amazing. That's one reason I follow him. Here's one reason. I've given a couple more. He really does have the words to life, and I don't know where else to go for it. Where else do I go? He's the one who's answering the question of what's real, what's true, what's the good life, who's really blessed. And he blows that open, because every culture has always believed that the people who are the most powerful were the ones closest to God. That's just a given. And then here comes Jesus going, oh, here's the real kingdom, here's how it works. Blessed are the, and he starts this list. And it's not what anybody anticipated. And to this day, people have absorbed that. Even people who aren't Christians, they've absorbed that so much. They know people who are marginalized should be honored. They know, like, this is what it's all about. We got to take care of the least of these. Like, where'd you get that? But they're the ones who are also close to God, that he loves them too. He's got good news that nobody else has. And as I've followed him and tried to put his words into practice, my experience has borne out that his words really are the ones that lead to life. They want you to do whatever they tell you. The Almanac people, whoever put this stuff together. Well, we don't do it on this show. We just do the opposite of whatever it is.
And you don't think we're taking that too seriously?
No, I'm just taking a stand. Okay. We're not going to be bullied here. Today's National Fun at Work Day.
Okay.
So today has been, for me, nothing but drudgery.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because I saw you playing with your puppet Lloyd. I was... And laughing and enjoying yourself.
No, I wasn't enjoying myself.
You weren't?
Nope.
That laughter was not enjoyment?
No.
What was it?
It was...
Snide snickers?
The point is, whether I play with puppets and laugh off the air or not, today is National
Fun at
Work
Day,
and I'm not
going
to do it. Not going to have fun today. Earlier in the show, we were talking about following Jesus, and in case you forget what that actually means, and it's easy to, by the way, it's happened to me. I have to refocus every now and then because there's so much baggage that comes along with faith culture, where it's like, oh, is it t-shirts or Christian stuff or going to Christian events? Or like, that's not following Jesus. If you want to read again, start with the Sermon on the Mount. It's in Matthew. You can read that version, like Matthew 5 and 6, for instance. He really gives you a starter kit. Like, this is what it means. And it doesn't go on and on forever. It's pretty short. But if you want to follow him, those are the things he said to obey. And it's a different kind of lifestyle, and it's extremely challenging. But it's not like you can't understand it. I mean, this is what it means to actually follow him, is do the stuff he said. So glad you're listening. We are... Oh, hey, hang on a second.
Here we go.
I'm not feeling very good, so my voice is not so good. I'm sorry about that. But we have breaking animal news, yes. Nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
I am your news anchor. There are animals out there doing stuff, and we report on that stuff. Everybody else ignores it. We're not going to. Yeah. Including this. I've been wondering about this question.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm tortured by it, but I've been wondering about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can a duck play a snare drum with its little flippers?
That is something that you've been mulling over?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't force this on people. I know it's a niche interest area, but...
Yeah, narrow interest.
Check this out. You've got to hear this. This is so awesome. This is a duck. Does the duck have a name? Ben Afquack is his name. Ben Afquack is this guy's duck. This guy Derek, who lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, has this duck, and listen to him. He's playing it with his little flippers.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Mm.
He's holding the duck over the snare drum and he's playing it, and it sounds like Buddy Rich. Do you know who that is?
I know who
famous
Buddy
jazz
Rich
drummer.
Is. That does not sound like
this
Buddy
compares,
Rich at all.
I would say it compares favorably
to
Buddy
like,
Rich.
It sounds like a duck walking on a drum.
Sounds a little bit like a duck walking on a drum, but it also sounds, I would say, a little bit like Buddy Rich. Now, we were talking about following Jesus on the show today and what that really means and why we do it and all that stuff. Love this quote. Dallas Willard said this, because anybody can say, I believe this, I believe that. We're full of beliefs that will state. He said, we don't believe something by merely saying we believe it. Or even when we believe that we believe it. We believe something when we act as if it were true. So it's got to be my actions. I have to look at myself that way. Like if I really believe that I'm supposed to store up treasures in heaven, and I'm supposed, like there's all these different things, that implications about loving my enemies, that sort of stuff, that Jesus is really the authority. Like it's not enough to say I believe it. I have to actually act like it's true.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.